I'm LaDonna Harvey. A new survey of HR leaders finds that while 17% of companies are reporting an increase in behavior complaints since the Me Too movement began, 7% say men are more cautious about their interactions with women. 14% say they've observed a more respectful atmosphere at work. JoJo Dries specializes in helping people remove themselves from toxic situations in all areas of life. JoJo, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, LaDonna. I'm really glad to be here today.
So why do you think there's been an increase in reporting bad behavior? Are women just feeling more comfortable about doing it these days?
Yes, I think that women are finding their voice way more now than they ever have in the past. And the reason for that is we're seeing a culture shift across the country. So whereas before there was a sense of fear and fear of repercussion, fear of what would happen if we used our voices, right now voices like myself that are writing books, voices like myself that are speaking at seminars across the country, they're bringing this type of a topic to the forefront of the conversation, which makes women at work feel way more comfortable with those reports.
You know, but it must be frustrating, though, because in many cases, you'll find that an HR department is really there to protect the company against lawsuits. It's not really there to protect you from a coworker. But they will knowingly let somebody who behaves badly continue to behave badly and punish somebody who reports it. Why does that happen? Because it happens in a lot of aspects of life.
So it certainly does. And in my book, The Lotus, How I Beat the Patriarchy, what I've written is 7 steps for those that are in these situations to show how they can come out of these situations, to show how they can take a toxic situation at work, or maybe they have used their voice or they're afraid to use their voice at work to report an instance of harassment. And instead, they are now getting confident in doing so. So I think there's a series of steps that can be implemented for both teams across the country, as well as those that are feeling that sexual harassment or the toxic environment that they're in. So yes, HR directors across the country, have in the past, you know, perhaps taken a different approach, but I think now we're calling them to action. When you bring a speaker in like myself, it's somebody who's saying, hey, listen, you know, we know this is how things have been done in the past, but this is how you can now do in the future to help both your team. And the approach also is how to help your corporation succeed by helping your team instead of having these types of instances basically have bad morale in your company.
You know, growing up, I guess coming of age in the late 70s, early 80s, you know, I was in my 20s in the 1990s, women were not taught to be as proactive as perhaps this younger generation of millennials are. And, you know, why is it that we did that to girls, kind of silenced their voices?
Agreed. I think that there has been this whole, and I think going back, you know, over the years, from day one, we've seen this sort of approach towards women, and through the years, you've seen them, you know, their voices come out more and more. However, yes, I think that the culture that we've created in this country, and I think that's what happens when you talk about the statistic about men being cautious. Well, you know, the topic really is not really being cautious. It's more, let's not look at women as we're so sensitive, right? So I think that the mindset is, oh, women are sensitive, so therefore we must be cautious. Instead of just saying, wow, we've been treating them this terrible way all these years, let's just give them the respect and dignity that they deserve. And I think it's a thought process versus just the actions. I think we need to change people's thinking and how they approach the topic. And in areas all across the country, you're seeing people that were raised like myself.